With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is vowing to redeploy her state's National Guard to the U.S.-Mexico border, noting that this time they will be charged with a special assignment.
This time they will be constructing a wall, a barrier. A barrier to keep those who want to come to this country illegally out and to stop them from trafficking drugs, from proliferating the sex trafficking of our women and our children, and to stop the inhumanity of Joe Biden's border policies.
Governor Noem spoke at the Conservative Political Action Conference outside of Washington, D.C. Friday. In the midst of the border crisis, another crisis has come to light. Animals are being dumped at the border by illegal immigrants as they cross over into the U.S. The National Guard's been feeding and watering the dogs, but there are so many of them. A rescue out of Florida arrived this past week and rescued 33 dogs from Eagle Pass, Texas. Also, at SRNNews.com, a New York jury has found the longtime head of the NRA guilty of misspending the organization's money.
It's ordering Wayne LaPierre to repay more than $4 million to the organization he led for three decades prior to his stepping down last month. The same decision will have NRA retired finance chief Wilson Phillips pay back $2 million. Jurors found flaws in the NRA's money management with lavish spending, along with additional violations of whistleblower protections under New York law. It also found NRA General Counsel John Fraser had violated his duties, but will not require him to pay back any money or be removed from the organization. George Williams reporting.
Honda Motor Company has begun commercial production of a new hydrogen fuel cell system that the company says is more affordable. The battery will be fitted to the CRV sports utility vehicle that will be released at the end of the year. This is SRN News. A pro-life group is taking on the NAACP.
The American Life League has issued a rebuke to the iconic civil rights organization over its continued support for abortion and its recent assertion that abortion is, quote, a racial justice issue. In an open letter, ALL President Judy Brown says, quote, abortion is the ultimate racism, pointing out that nearly 20 million black babies have been aborted since Roe versus Wade was approved, and 42% of all America's abortions are performed on African-American women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bills have been proposed in Iowa, Kentucky, Missouri, and West Virginia that would require public school students to watch a pro-life video about the development of babies in the womb. If approved, the video would be added to school sex education curriculum. The video was produced by the pro-life organization Live Action, which says it would teach kids where they came from and encourage an appreciation for human life. This is SRN News. Do you have a landline at your home?
According to the most recent estimates from the National Center for Health Statistics, about 73% of American adults in 2022 lived in households where there were only wireless phones. Landlines have practically reached the status of urban legend among many in today's America. When it comes to age groups, the large majority were wireless only, except for those 65 and older, the only group where less than half were estimated to use cell phones exclusively. Rich Thomason reporting.
Friday afternoon, NORAD released a statement saying they detected a balloon floating over Utah at an altitude of 44,000 feet. Reportedly, the balloon appeared to be made of mylar, had a small cube-shaped box about 2 feet long on each side hanging below it. Its origin and purpose remain unknown. This news comes a year after the U.S. tracked a Chinese surveillance balloon across the entire country. More details at SRNNews.com.